Hello and welcome. This is Connie Reagan Green, and this is another call in the podcast series of Online Marketing Tips with Connie Reagan Green. And today we're going to talk about product creation, and specifically we're going to talk about how you can do this in one day. Now, this is based on training that my friend Dennis Becker came out with just in the past week. Today's February 11th, 2014, so depending on when you're listening to this, then you'll know how long ago it came out. And with his permission, I am going to go step by step through one of the 10 challenges. So if you already have this training, and it's at connieloves.me/10challenges, and it's 10, the number 1, the number 0. So connieloves.me/10challenges, and challenges is plural. So I'm on page 27 of this. It's a 90-page guide, and what he did was he broke this down into 10 challenges where you could get your business up and running. So what I said at the very beginning before I started recording this call was, you know, if you're ready to really move forward, if you're tired of seeing yourself jump up and down with excitement at things and then not follow through with them, this is the time, this is the place, this is the way to get moving with things. So I understand what it's like to be kind of in analysis paralysis, where you don't move forward. And the way I really understand this is from my own experiences coming online in 2006, 2007, and trying to get moving with things and just not knowing what to do. And then also, most recently, I've put myself in that situation again by starting a brand new business in November of 2013, so just 3 months ago almost now. And this new business is a physical products business that is something I had wanted to do for a while, and finally I had the opportunity to jump in, and I'm finding that I'm doing a similar thing where I'm trying to analyze every detail of what I do instead of just do it. So I didn't push myself forward. Instead, I observed what was going on with me. And as Dennis says in the beginning of this 10 Challenges book, that he feels that successful people have less fear. So the fear that I was feeling when I started my online marketing business and the fear that I was feeling when I started the physical products business most recently, these are things that you just have to work through and move forward and take a look at what you're afraid of. With me, I'm afraid of making a bad decision, a poor decision that will cost me time and money. And once I realized that that was my fear, it was much easier just to push through that and say, well, even if it is a poor decision and even if I lose a couple of $100s, it won't be the end of the world, and I'll learn quite a bit from that experience. And because I'm in a mastermind group with people who are doing the same thing, then it's less likely that I'll make, you know, more than one or two really stupid decisions, because I'll ask for help along the way. So with your product creation business, do that same thing. Make sure that you're in a mastermind of sorts, whether that's Dennis Becker's forum or some group where you can spend that time and connect with people. I run a mastermind. I have a program also, but I'm not here to talk about this today. So instead, let's talk about writing and selling a product in a day, and I'm going to give you a couple of examples of this. Now, let me make sure that we are in progress recording. Excellent. Excellent. All right, so writing and selling a product in one day, it sounds like an impossibility. It sounds like it would be way too much to do, but the truth is it really can be done. And even if it takes you 3 days or 7 days to get the product going, if you can't do it in one day, know that over time it will take you less and less and less time, to the point where finally you'll say, gee, I can't believe that this ever took me so long. It really isn't that difficult to do. So know that I believe in you. I want you to believe in you. People around you in your life believe in you, and you just need to move forward. So what's great about doing the business on the internet as opposed to doing a physical products business is you really don't have the startup cost. You're not having to purchase inventory, and your costs really are very low in the beginning. So you need a hosting account, and you need to be able to buy some domain names and things like that. But basically, it's the least expensive way to get into business. There is almost no business that can be done for less money. And it's your time, and your time is extremely valuable, and that's what you're going to be doing when you try to do this in one day. So the example that Dennis gives is writing an ebook. So this would be a book on Kindle or an ebook that you would sell from your own website, something like that. But remember, a product can look like most anything that will work for the topic that you're going to cover. So I'm going to talk about two different things. One of them is a product that I created with Adrian Dupree, and it's the top WP plugins, top 20. And this product was something that we took just a few days because we were going back and forth. Really, either of us could have done it just in a single day. It started with an idea, then we made some notes, and then we finished writing it. We each did a few videos, and it continues to be a moneymaker. It's an excellent, simple product. And this is a $7 product. And the reason it's $7 is it's a good introductory product. I wanted people to get to know Adrian better. And also, we wanted something that we could just do quickly, that we wouldn't put that additional time into. The other example I'm going to give you is from one of my students who came to me about, has it been about 3 years now, about 2011, and she wanted to create a product around horses. And so the story is she and her husband purchased property for the first time in an area that allowed horses. And the home they bought was on a large lot. It was almost a half acre, I believe. And it even had I don't think it was a barn. I think it was more of a stall. It was a place where you could keep a couple of horses, and it was zoned to have a couple of horses. And she and her husband wanted to get a horse, wanted to get started, but they were in their 40s, and they had never ridden horses. Maybe here or there, you know, over their lifetime, they had been somewhere where someone else had a horse and they were able to ride for an hour or two, or they might have rented a horse. There are, you know, boarding stables that have some horses you can rent out, and I've done that many times since being a child. But they were not horse people. And so their dilemma was, you know, how do we become horse people? How do we do this at our age without any friends who already, you know about horses? How are we able to do this? And so I encouraged her to create a product around it. And she created that product pretty quickly. Looking back, you know, thinking back, I'm sure it took her a week or so, but this is something that you could definitely do in one day. And so her product was how to turn yourself into a horse person when you're over 40. And it was so, so popular that she, and I think she sold it for $27 back then because it was very specific, this niche. So what she did, though, because it was so popular, I said, well, gee, aren't there other areas that you could also write about and talk about because you want maybe written and audio as part of your product? And she said, well, yeah, I guess so. And I said, well, tell me about that. Well, it turned out that, you know, people need to know about buying a saddle and boots and how to take care of the horse and what to do if you live in certain kinds of weather where it's either really hot or really cold. And what was interesting is I didn't realize that horses get sunburned. I guess, you know, we should expect that, but you have to protect their eyes and you have to protect their skin with sunscreen lotion, that kind of thing. A lot of things that I had never given any thought to. So what I had her do was turn it into a membership site. So she now has almost 1,000 members who pay by the month for her to provide information that's a joy for her. This has become her passion. This is a love for both her and her husband, and she's the main one that keeps the membership site going, and people love it. So think past your initial product. All right, so the plan that Dennis Becker discusses, and I'm on page 27 of this book, and it's challenge 2, write and sell a product in a day. The plan is you're going to write a short product that solves one problem for people in a certain niche. Now, this is where all of us go astray. We try to create a product that's going to solve many, many problems for someone in a niche. So if she had tried to take on teaching everything there was to know about you know, buying a horse and feeding the horse and grooming it and all of these things for somebody who's a new rider, then she never would have completed the product. It would have been too much. And somebody buying it would have said, well, you know, I don't really want to know all that information. I just want to know, as a mature adult, how do I purchase a horse and have it at my residence and take care of the horse and ride the horse so I can have the joy of this experience. So keep it very, very simple and very, very specific, because if there is a demand for other subtopics within your niche topic, you'll want to turn this into a membership site. This is my way of really doing things that turn out to be huge financially. So the niche you choose, it needs to be filled with people who are ready and willing to buy a solution to their problem. So you can see how if someone, you know, like with Adrian and I, with our product, for people using WordPress, they want to know what are some plugins that they can use to really make their site much better than they ever thought it could be. So that's a perfect one problem, one solution product. The same with, you know, how do you get started as a horseman, if you're, you know, in your 40s and have never had been around horses before. So in terms of selling it, you want to use existing contacts to make sales and get affiliates on board. And this is pretty easy with a site called JVZoo. And if you're not familiar with it, just go over to connieloves.me/JVZoo. And that stands for joint venture, JV. And this is where you will have automatic affiliates. People will see a topic, it's related to something they're doing online, and they will promote it. And also, you want to give a good commission. Give about 75% commission. It's better that you make less money on the front end and then build your list and really get people to know who you are and what you're knowledgeable about. All right, so let's go on a little further, because this is how we do it as a list builder. Because then you can go from there. Now, at the same time, so simultaneously, you want to start a site where you have a free giveaway. So with my student who did things with horses, her free giveaway was just basic information on what you need when you are going to bring your horse home for the first time. If you've never had a horse and you go and purchase a horse and bring that horse home, what do you need available for it? And, you know, most of us know what to do with a new baby, if we're expecting a baby, or a new puppy or kitten, if we've decided to add that to our home. But with a horse, it's a little bit different, because you've got a huge animal that has very different needs. So that was her free giveaway. And then when people came into her community that way, then she was able to recommend her own product. So you want to gather everything together, so you'll be ready for your challenge day. And if you're working full-time, then choose a day that you're going to be off. Instead of trying to do it a little bit every day after work, choose whatever your day off is, whether that's a Saturday or a Sunday or a Wednesday, whatever it happens to be, or a holiday. Choose a day where you can really get up in the morning and spend that day creating the product, because you'll have the most satisfaction, and it will really be a superior product because of that. So let me go through and see if there are any questions related to this. Oh, good, people welcoming me back from the film festival. Yes, I just spent 2 weeks up in Santa Barbara for the Santa Barbara International Film Festival, and it was just fantastic. It was so much fun. And next year I'm going to be a sponsor for the film festival. I had that idea this year going in. I thought, you know, is that possible? Could I take on a sponsorship role? And sure enough, that's something that I'm able to do and excited about doing for next year. And I had wonderful experiences. And also, you know, I'm a cinephile. I'm a film lover. So I have now decided to invest in an independent film and do some marketing. These independent films, they call them indie films, I-N-D-I-E. And so I have a little side business now marketing indie films that I'm going to get going with this. All right, now let's take a look. I want to see. All right, here's a question. Do you buy a domain for each product? Yes. Every idea you have that's turned into a book or to some type of other product, anything, it does need its own domain. All right, and Let me see. Anything else related to this? No, I don't see any other questions related to creating a product in one day. And people are asking me about NAMs. I love NAMs very much. I'm very happy that they are not going to do it in February anymore, because I'm going to be doing the film festival every February. And instead, they'll have it in August, and I will be keynoting this August, 2014. Contact me if you want to be further connected. All right, so you're going to sit down at your desk, wherever your work area is, and I have a small office in Santa Clarita, where I am right now, and a small office in my home in Santa Barbara, and you don't need much room. I just need a small table and a place for my laptop. I only use laptops at this point, and I'm ready to go. Now, you need a word processing software. I use Word, but you can use OpenOffice. There are other things that you can use. And you also need to be able to convert it into a PDF. That's portable document format at the end. So that's for the written portion. Then you want to find out more about JVZoo. Go over to JVZoo and start your account there, so you'll be ready to put your product there for sale. All right, and then you may need to do some research. So that depends. Like for Adrian and I, I think we only spent a couple hours each doing research about which plugins were really the best ones, the ones that we wanted to recommend, both free and paid. So we didn't take a whole lot of time with research. With my student who did the product on, having a horse, and then that turned into a membership site, hers was really based on her own experience. And I then encouraged her to reach out to other people she was meeting, including some new neighbors at the new home they bought where they were able to keep horses. And she did interviews with them, so that was audio that then was transcribed and added to her product. And she only talked to people for about 20 minutes or so. It wasn't like a one-hour interview. It wasn't necessary. And she talked to one man who'd had so many horses over the years. He was just so, so knowledgeable. And what I told her, I said, just ask him some specific questions on one area and then tell him you're going to come back and interview him again. And she interviewed him over and over, and that was really wonderful. He had knowledge from he was in his 60s. He had, probably 40-plus years of experience with horses, and he was just a wealth of information for her. Another part of research is visiting forums in your niche, and she did that as well. There were quite a few forums for people who love horses, and she was able to ask questions and to pick up a variety of free and paid resources that she then could learn from, so she was ready when she sat down. So now, once you have this research done, and it shouldn't take you, but a few hours, because if you're having to do days and days of research, perhaps this isn't the right niche for you. Your niche needs to be something that you know pretty well already. So think of that when you're going into your business online. All right, so let me go down further here. All right, and choosing the topic. And so you want to put yourself really in that position where you know so much about it, you can really just get started, get going. And you're setting up your subconscious mind to be working on your product in advance. So right now, if you're thinking of creating an information product, and I hope that you are, it's the reason I can go away for 2 weeks and I don't think about finances, because I have information products out there that continue to sell. I'm an affiliate for other people's information products, and the money just keeps on rolling in, and that's so, so important to all of us. So you're brainstorming in advance. You're thinking right now about a possible product, and I hope you're making some notes while you're listening to this. Unless you're in a car and you're the driver, then don't make any notes. Have somebody else do that for you, or listen again. And this way, you'll be super productive when it's your challenge day. So right now, if I was still working Monday through Friday, then I would say, that's it. Next Saturday, that's going to be my challenge day. I'm going to create my product in one day. But between now and Saturday, I'd be thinking about it throughout the day, every day and evening. All right, and then also, Dennis Becker reminds us that we don't want this product to be too long. He's saying 4,000 to 5,000 words. And with the top WordPress plugins that Adrian and I did, I think we were at about 4,000 words. And that sounds like a lot of words. It really does, until you start writing. And if you really have great information, it will just flow. It really will. So now, the most important part, the next section that he talks about, and I'm on page 29 now in the 10 Challenges book. It's writing your outline. Long, long ago, so back in the 90s, I wanted to write a book. And I, a couple of times, spent time when I had vacations from school and wasn't doing real estate work, I spent time starting books. And they never went anywhere, and I don't think I ever got past maybe 10 or 15 pages. And it was because, even though I had heard about outlining, I didn't do it. And so finally, I just ran out of steam. I didn't know what else to write. It didn't make sense. It was so unorganized that I just gave up. And the same thing will happen with your product. You really want an outline. So whether I'm creating a product by myself, which I'm creating a really simple list building that's going to be my next product, I'm doing it by myself, or if I'm doing it with somebody, like with Adrian, then you want to have that outline, because what will you include in the product? So an example for WordPress plugins, you know, would we include how to set up and install WordPress? And the answer is no. That's a different product. That's something that's already assumed. If people want information about which plugins to use on their sites, they already have WordPress installed. So keep that in mind. You, in your outline, you're going to put what you want to include, and then also make a list of the things that you will not be including. Then, from what you will be including, divide it up into some sections. And I like 3 or 5 sections, not too many sections. But decide what would come first, what kind of information would you present first, what would you present next, what would come after that, and then how would you sum it up, and then also, finally, what would come next? What would you want people to do after they consume your product, after they read it and listen to it and go through it once or twice and really enjoy that? Where do you want them to go next? Now, if you're just starting the product creation business for yourself, then probably it will be to an affiliate product. And think about that while you're writing your product, while you're making your outline, so you'll know what happens next. So you want an introduction, and the introduction introduces you and your topic and why you're the person to be writing about this topic. So with really simple list building, the way I'll be introducing that is I'll say that, you know, at some point when I was getting started online, I heard that unless you had 10,000 people on your list, you really couldn't make any money. And when I heard that, I said, well, I'm sure glad I didn't get that memo, because I still don't have 10,000 on my list and I've been doing very, very well. So I didn't find that to be true at all. A tiny list was sufficient and you really could build a business. And my first book was Huge Profits with a Tiny List. I still have one of my two main blogs is hugeprofitstinylist.com. But why am I then the perfect person to do really simple list building as a product? Because even though you can do so well with a tiny list, you want to continue to grow that list. You really do. And now I have about 7,000 on my list, and I'm thrilled that I do. And so I feel uniquely qualified to create this product. So think about how you will introduce your topic. So my student with the horse information, she introduced it by saying that, you know, she had been on horseback, you know, maybe 5 times until she was in her 40s, and then she and her husband happened to buy this property that was already zoned for horses. You could have 2 horses there, and all the neighbors had horses, and when they, you know, were deciding to buy the home, they saw people on horseback in the trails that went through the neighborhood, and they decided right then and there they were going to become horse people. And, you know, that her first product was her experience during that first year of what that was like to do that. So then in the body of your outline, you're going to solve the problem. So the problem with the horse product is that someone might be in their 40s and all of a sudden be in a position where they could have a horse, but they don't know where to turn. They know they can't just buy a horse and bring it home. They won't know how to take care of it. They won't know what to do next. And a horse, it can be dangerous if you try to ride a horse and you don't have any knowledge about that. So that's the problem. The solution was her going step by step and saying, this is what you do first, this is what you do next, and then this is how you can enjoy that horse in the way that you had envisioned. And then the conclusion is where you motivate people to take action and you wrap things up. You might want to recommend books on Amazon. That can be a conclusion. Or, in her case, she was recommending a membership site. Finally, she went back and added that to her product after, you know, people were just so excited that she was going to provide information on this topic. And finally, we set up a membership site for her. So remember that if you're knowledgeable about your topic, then that outline should come fairly easily to you. And if there are sections of the outline that you need help with, you need further research, then do that right at the time when you're doing it, during your challenge day. And don't skip the outline. You don't want to skip it, because it'll be just like when I tried writing books without one. And now I'm working on my 10th book right now. Every single book has had an outline. I never just start writing anymore. That doesn't work. All right, so you must pay attention to the people who are going to purchase and consume your product. What do they want and need to know? What will make your information the solution to their problem? What can you offer them that no one else can offer? And hopefully, I've helped you over the years you've been with me, however long that is, to have that self-confidence to know that nobody can do it the way you can do it, whatever it is. You know, take a look at what you do at home day by day. And it can be something as simple as the laundry or cooking a favorite dish or something like that. No one's going to do it the way you're going to do it. And you may find yourself telling people, no, 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 I don't want the towels folded that way. Fold them this way. I want it done this way. So anything in our life, any job that you're at, when I was teaching, the way I did things in the classroom, nobody could copy that or duplicate that. When I had a substitute, they did an excellent job of following along with the lesson plans I left, but nobody could do it the way I did it. And when I came back from being sick or being away a day or two, the kids would tell me that. You know, Mrs. or Mr., whoever the substitute was, you know, they didn't do it the way that you do it. That's what they would tell me. And I would say, well, yes, people are different. It was a good lesson for them to learn that people do things differently. So with the product that you're going to create, remember that nobody can do it the way that you're doing it. And that's a wonderful thing. That's truly a wonderful thing that keeps us all unique and fresh and moving forward. All right, so think of the person who's going to consume the product. Who are they? Create a character sketch or an avatar of someone who's likely to purchase your product. So with my student who did the horse product, it was easy for her. She used herself as the example. She was her own best prospect, because here she was, married with two children, and for the first time, in a position to bring home a horse. And from that, everything grew to six figures and beyond, just based on that simple idea. And, you know, you can see that finally it was, you know, do the husband and wife, do they ride together? What about the children? Can you leave children in the yard watching you when you're both on horseback? Is that a good idea or not? When do you put the children on a horse? Is it at a certain age? Is it when you have a certain level of experience? So make sure you know who you're creating that product for. And it's your job then to pay attention to the people. You can't write something that you think is great. There has to be a market and a need for it. And I'm taking this right from Dennis's book. Focus on emotions and needs and where people are spending money, and you'll have the basis for a great topic. All right, so he talks about adjusting your outline, because you don't want to change too much. Once you have that outline, you want to just get going. That's the heavy lifting. You want to use that as a roadmap and then keep moving and see if you're inspired to add to it in a certain way that you didn't have in your outline initially. Now, let's talk about the writing itself. I continue to type with two fingers. I type less than 30 words a minute. I'm pretty accurate, though, because I type so slowly. I have now decided not to try to learn to type. I was trying to learn until a couple of years ago, and now I'm thinking it would ruin my flow, so I'm not going to do that. So take a look at your skills and know that you can move forward. I've now written almost 10 books. My 10th book will be out in a couple of months. I've written about 2,000 articles. I've written a couple of thousand blog posts, short reports, e-books, so many things that I've written, and I still am just typing with two index fingers. So once you're in that right frame of mind to get going, just type away, because with the outline, finally, you're just filling in the sections, and at the end of the day, you'll just be filling in the blanks. You'll have everything that you need. All right, then, you want, and Dennis is recommending to type 1,000 words an hour. Now, with me, I don't know that I type 1,000 words in an hour. Instead, I think of it as typing a few hundred words every hour, and it gives me time to think in between. So my one-day product creation would really take me 8 hours. They just wouldn't be 8 straight hours. I would work for an hour. I would stop for a half hour. I'd work for another hour, hour and a half. Maybe take a break for 15 minutes. I'd go back and forth. I never want to be away more than a couple of hours during a day I'm creating a product because I don't want to change my thinking. Once my thinking is in that position, I want to move forward with it. Finally, at the end, then you're going to go back and edit and proofread. But don't do that while you're creating because it will slow you down terribly and you could end up quitting from that. So you don't want to do that. All right, and looking for more questions. And here's one. Does each domain go to its own website? Yeah, when you have a product, that's going to have a domain. So like really simple list building, that's the domain. And that will be part of a series on really simple this, that, and the other during 2014. All right, so now you want to get it up for sale before the day is over. So go over to JVZoo and set it up. And that really shouldn't take you more than about 20 minutes. Now, in terms of getting everything on web pages, hopefully you have someone that does your technical work for you. Hopefully you're not trying to be a one-man band because that will really slow down your progress with any business, with anything. So anything I can ever, you know, say that I've had the experience of doing, like in doing real estate all those years, I never did everything. I wasn't even qualified to do everything. Even though I became an appraiser at some point, I could never appraise any deals where I was the broker. That wasn't allowed by law. So there were always a whole variety of other people who came in and did things. And an example I'll give in our day-to-day life, you know, more than likely you don't cut your own hair, or with me, I color my hair. Believe it or not, I'm gray. I have gray hair. But I don't like gray hair to show. It doesn't appeal to me, so I color my hair. So once a month, I go. It takes about an hour and 15 minutes. That's something that I outsource. The tech work, I know how to do a little bit of it, but I don't know how to do everything. And it doesn't make sense for me to learn because I have a few people who work by the hour or by the job, and it's much better if those qualified people do it for me. So know that that's part of doing business. And you'll just add that in. So with Adrian and I, we spent, I think we figured out it was about 14 hours total that the two of us spent on it. And then we paid for about 2 hours of web time, so it was about $100. And so we had to sell a number of products, you know, to pay for that. And we did that first day, thank God, and then moved forward. So that's part of doing business. And with JVZoo, they do charge a fee. They're taking a small percentage of the sales. But it's a good deal because no matter where you go, if it's PayPal or a merchant account, then you have to, you know, give a percentage for that service. All right, so now, when JVZoo, it can be a little bit technical, but in terms of getting something up and ready, it really is fairly simple. So you want to have your sales sales letter and keep it simple. Look at other people's sales letters. Dennis is saying to look at his sales letter for the 10 challenges. So at connieloves.me/10, which is 10, 10 challenges. And take a look at that one for inspiration. So it means don't copy it, but you can sure see the flow of a sales letter. And it doesn't have to be too long. And then the next page is the thank you page. And then your download will be in a members area. That's always going to be the best. I've done every product in a members area for probably 4 or 5 years now. And that's the very best way to do it, because later on you can add to it and have people that pay monthly or annually to be part of your membership site. All right, so now you want to be able to ask affiliates to promote for you. And these are people that you've connected with in forums, in social media, at live events, live events for your specific niche. So my student with the horse product, boy, she knew a lot of people. After she had been living in the new home for about a year, she knew hundreds and hundreds of people that were involved with horses. They all lived in that community, and they were at the same feed store and veterinarian and, you know, store where they bought boots and saddles and all these things. I don't know what that's called, a livery or something. I'm not sure the specific name of those stores, but she connected with so many people who wanted to share her product and then membership site with people they knew. And so she was able to explain how they could be an affiliate and actually make some money for that. And also, you can give bonuses and incentives to people. So affiliate contest worked really, really well. So I think she gave a bonus, like a $25 bonus, when people brought in 10 new members, something like that. I can't remember because it's been 3-4 years now since she got started, and now she has so many that she doesn't do that type of thing. So now you want to get lots of traffic to your offer. So brainstorm some different ways. Article marketing still works. Doesn't work the way it used to work, but it's coming back strong. I just wrote another article the other day because I'm at 1,797 over at eZine Articles, so I want to get to 1,800 during February. So that's an excellent way. Social media is an excellent way. Press releases. You can send free ones or paid ones. I now send paid ones, but start with some free ones and really move forward with that. So hopefully the one-day challenge makes sense for you. I'm going to go back now through his table of contents and talk about some of the other challenges that are in this 10-day challenge. Challenge 3 is create an entire niche website in a day. And I have to say, I've done that probably 50 times now. Those little niche websites are amazing. You learn so much when you do it. And I do the beginning part, and then my tech people, you know, take it from there. But I don't mind spending an hour at all setting up a new website. So it's new idea, new website, so it gets a new domain, and then content, and you decide how you're going to make money with it. Then challenge 4 is dominate social media in a day, and he goes into detail about Facebook marketing, your profile, your page, your group, paid ads, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, that I love very much. Then challenge 5 is recording YouTube videos. And that's exciting and fun to do. I love my YouTube channel. Challenge 6 is writing 20 articles. And finally, you'll be able to write those articles quickly. I can write and submit an article in less than a half hour, and it's a 400-word article. And you'll do the same thing if you keep moving. You must implement. Because, you know, I know, and I said at the beginning of this, that I had that fear in the beginning. I just wasn't sure what to do, and I didn't want to do something stupid, so I didn't do anything. And once I moved past that, great things happened. And now that I'm doing the physical products business, I saw myself falling into the exact same trap of not wanting to make a bad decision, and so not making any decision at all. And I thought, boy, this is interesting that part of my personality is still there. And the way I got out of that is I just started doing it. So you want to implement. Just keep moving. And even if something doesn't work well at all, you'll learn so much from it that the next thing you do will work extremely well, believe me. All right, challenge 7, get 20 new affiliates and create awesome affiliate materials. Challenge 8, earn $500 by the end of the day. When I first joined Dennis's Earn 1K a Day forum, it took me months. I'm very slow. It took me months to realize that he was talking about earning $1,000 a day every day. And when I finally realized that, I thought, well, gee, it's really time for me to up my goal, because my goal at that time was probably 500 a day. And once I upped my goal, I thought, boy, this wasn't that difficult at all. So getting to 100 a day is difficult, because you're going to second-guess yourself. You're not going to implement. You're going to go off on tangents and bright, shiny objects. But once you focus and make 100 a day, then those next jumps, they're much, much easier. Challenge 9, sketch solid plans for your next 10 products. That sounds huge. I now have about 35 products, so I've been through that process. Some of them are wonderful products. Some are so-so. If it's so-so, I have to make a decision whether I'm going to take the time and the effort to make it better, or if I'm going to just finally use it as a bonus and then take it off the market. And I've done that a couple of times. And challenge 10, create something that's going to earn you $5 a day. And this is really how Dennis got started with everything, with his, you know, $5 a day program. And that worked super, super well for him. All right, here's a question. Does this model of product creation require a blog? No, but having a business on the Internet requires a blog. You really have to have your home on the Internet. That's what a blog is. It's a WordPress, a hosted WordPress site. You can look at ConnieReaganGreen.com, and you can look at HugeProfitsTinyList.com, and both of those are my homes on the Internet. And she says, I want to whether I should be committed to writing a blog. Only if you want to make money and really get your name out there. See, remember, we are all still pioneers with online marketing. We really are. People 50 years from now will be talking about those who came right after the turn of the century and built businesses that they could run from home or from wherever they happened to be, where they had an Internet connection. So you want to really take advantage of this opportunity. You know, think back over time. I know I lived in Miami as a teenager. We went there when I was 12, and I was there until I was almost 18. And there were so many stories of people that were offered beachfront property or property just a few blocks from the beach, and they had all these reasons. No, no, it's too close to the water. The weather, you know, it's windy there. It's foggy. They had all these reasons. And other people said, boy, property in the ocean, there won't be very much of that. That's limited. That's, you know, it's going to run out. So maybe that's a good investment. And over time, it proved, you know, to be great to be a homeowner or a property owner close to the ocean. So years from now, you don't want to say, boy, I had that opportunity. I could have started a business on the Internet, and I just didn't do it. So you don't want to kick yourself later. This is a great opportunity, and I'm not the only person encouraging you to move forward with this. So be willing to post to your blog. It's really worthwhile. My next post will be about the film festival. I wrote a very long post last year after the film festival, and I'll be doing the same thing this time. What did I learn from connecting with people, from seeing 33 films and 8 tributes and all of the events around the film festival? What did I learn about myself and my marketing skills by being there? What did I see that the film festival could have done better to market themselves? So many things. So many things. So you want to do this. And you say that, I know someone who has a highly profitable product without a blog. You know, and so do I. So do I. You know, one of my mentors is Armin Morin, and he really doesn't like to write. So anything that's on his blog is just some information that's published. And, you know, yes, it is possible, but you know, that's a different type of business. It's a very, very different type. And he has spent, you know, a fortune. He's probably spent 7 figures at this point over the last 10 to 15 years in advertising. So that was one way that he did it a little differently. So, yes, there are different business models. But the simplest one to really get started with is to put yourself out there to start a blog. And at this point, it should be your name. You should have something like I have, ConnieReaganGreen.com. Or even if you go to ConnieGreen.com, that forwards to ConnieReaganGreen.com. And that's, you know, one of my two main sites. It's a long story why I have two main sites instead of one. I won't share it here, but you want to get that information out there. That's a site that you own and control, and it really lets people know who you are and what you have to offer and why they should start getting connected with you. Because remember, you don't want to sell one product. You want to sell a series of products over time, and you want to do affiliate marketing. You want to do a whole lot of things where people really want to see who you are, because people are less trusting now than they were when I came online. All of us thought that people would say, oh, it's no big deal. I use my credit card and my PayPal information on the internet all the time. Well, now people really think twice. If they don't know who you are, if they Google you and can't find your site, can't find anything about you, a lot of times they just don't make a purchase. No product that can be created will be so great that people won't care who it's coming from. We all care about that. So that is my recommendation. All right, and the last question I'm going to take is this one. It says, instead of having to get a separate domain for each product, couldn't you have a main domain and have subfolders for each? No, that won't work well at all. You'll be so sorry you did that within a year that you'll be going back and getting a domain for each one. And that has a lot to do with traffic and with search engine optimization and how Google sees different things. But, you know, go over to GoDaddy and pick yourself up some domains. I have almost 600 domains. They all make money for me. I have about 350 separate websites. And you're building a real business, so you don't want to cut corners with that. You really want to brand yourself and brand your products so people will love them and purchase them and be an affiliate for them and consume them and really get the most they can from you. So I've enjoyed this time with you. I hope that you will go through Dennis's training and do all of the challenges. You know, he and I have become excellent friends now for 4 years, almost 4 years. This July makes 4 years since we first connected. And I hope that you will have the benefit of everything that he has included in there. All right, this is Connie Reagan Green. Be sure to subscribe to all of the calls in the podcast series.